Wade Rask with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Unsafe levels of lead have turned up in tap water in city after city, in Durham and Greenville, North Carolina in 2006, in Columbia, South Carolina 2005. 2015, July, Jackson, Mississippi, where officials waited 6 months to disclose the contamination, as well as in scores of other places in recent years. Federal judge in Texas has again blocked efforts to stop resettlement of Syrian refugees. Some believe that college entrance exams through the SAT may be harder for the poor and second language students, given the increased number of words on math and other problems. The Obama administration is asking for $11 billion for homelessness. More than $8 billion would be for housing vouchers. India's telecom regulators enforcing the protection of net neutrality have rejected Facebook's proposal to implement its free basics program, which would have favored its own service, arguing that internet providers should provide equal access to all web content. Facebook has generally favored net neutrality in the U.S. Airlines have finally agreed to curb carbon dioxide emissions, where they account for about 2% of the total, about the same level as Germany, but the rules only apply to all new planes delivered after 2028. Chipotle closed down all 2,000 of its stores to hold a four-hour captive audience meeting with its 50,000 workers on the issues of food safety. According to the website On Cuba, a record 150 baseball players left Cuba in 2015. Between 2007 and 2012, Arizona lost 40% of its illegal immigrant population in the economic downturn, and New York lost 25%. For-profit educational outfit Phoenix, in trouble for jobs, degrees, and government funding, is going private for $1 billion. In the New Hampshire primary, Sanders beat Clinton on the Democratic side, 60% to 38%, and Trump was the wide leader on the Republican side with 35% of the vote, doubling the second-place finisher, former Governor Kasich from Ohio, with Cruz and Bush virtually tied and Rubio in fifth place. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.